This month, we talked to wildlife scientist Dr. Roz Club about our current hot topic of wild animals in circuses. So let's begin with the subject of wild animals in circuses, and Roz joins us now. And Roz, some people may not realise, but wild animals still are and can legally be used in circuses, can't they?
Yeah, that's right, and lots of people are surprised when we tell them that, but unbelievably, although it's illegal in lots of other countries, in Europe and overseas, it's still legal to use animals both domestic and wild in the UK.
And what's the RSPCA's view about that?
Well, we don't believe that animals, both wild or domesticated, should be subjected to the kind of conditions that we find in circuses. That includes things like confinement in small spaces, almost constant transport, abnormal social groups, loud noises, all of which are well-known stressors to animals.
Almost the behind-the-scenes stuff of a circus, really.
Yes, lots of that. There's lots of things that circuses simply can't provide, just by the very nature that they're travelling from one site to the next. So it's very difficult to provide a proper environment for an animal.
And what sort of animals are we talking about?
Well, there's all sorts travelling around the UK. There's an elephant, there's some zebras, lion, tigers, snakes, kangaroo, crocodiles, all sorts, a whole menagerie. And there's nothing to stop any more new animals coming over from overseas.
And you talk about a huge array there. Now, some people might say that actually it's quite a unique opportunity, maybe a little bit educational, to be able to see them in an atmosphere such as a circus. What would you say to that?
Well, the kind of things that you see in a circus, first of all, the kind of environment we think isn't suitable for wild animals, so it's not particularly educational in that respect, but also teaching animals to perform tricks that simply aren't natural, which you wouldn't see in the wild, doesn't do anything to either educate people or encourage them to respect animals.
So is it obvious that these animals are going through a certain amount of pain or suffering by what they're being asked to do in these acts?
Yes, well, sometimes when it comes to animal welfare, you might not see something obvious, such as an animal that's sick or cut or bleeding. And that's when animal welfare scientists need special techniques to study animal welfare and look at their behaviour, look at the kind of stress indicators. And the work that's been done, the very little work that's been done directly on circus animals, suggests that they do experience poor welfare and are certainly put into situations that we know from other studies on other animals that would cause poor welfare.
So in an ideal world, we would say ban all animals in circuses, but perhaps keep alive those circus acts that people do go along to see, like the acrobats and, you know, the old clowns and things like that.
Absolutely. We don't see, there's nothing wrong with going along to the circus to see the human acts. And there's certainly, in recent years, there's been more human-based circuses with animals being more of an outdated kind of act. So we would certainly encourage people to go along to circuses that don't use animals.
So if people are still allowed to use animals in circuses, what's the RSPCA trying to do to change that around from a legal point of view?
Well, in recent years, we've been lobbying the government to try and introduce a ban on the use of all wild animals in circuses. They did promise back in 2006, when the recent Animal Welfare Act was being discussed, that they would ban at least some species from circuses. And back in December, that's culminated in a consultation being released by the government looking at a ban or several other options. So we'll be submitting our response to that by the deadline in March.
Now, we're talking about the use of wild animals in circuses, but we know that there are lots of other different mediums, such as television, theatre, film, that use animals in a performing sense. How does the RSPCA first react to that? And what are you doing as a society to help?
Well, in general, we're opposed to any type of entertainment that causes animals suffering or distress. So if a situation doesn't cause an animal suffering or distress, then we don't have a problem with it. What we do want to do is promote practices that ensure that the animals are well cared for, because sometimes they can be seen as no more than props in that kind of situation. So we want people to be more responsible and know that they're supposed to be keeping within the law and how to meet those needs of the animals.
And you are doing something to help that, aren't you, later on this year?
Yes, that's right. We've been working on a set of guidelines, the performing animal guidelines, which are aimed at anyone using animals in any type of production, whether that's adverts, TV, theatre, photography, anything along those lines. And they're designed not just to protect the animals, but to make them aware of the laws that they should be keeping within and to know how to meet those needs.
Roz, thank you very much.